So you know the money lady, Terry Savage. I hope you follow her at savage.com. That would be terrysavage.com. Terry.
That's an insane story. I mean, Carl Sandburg is turning over in his grave. Chicago, the stockyards, the meatpacking center of the world.
Yeah.
To be the most friendly vegan friendly. I mean, I'm sure they must have meant San Francisco.
That's what I thought too. That's why I'm like, get them on. We need to know what the criteria was, because I find it hard to believe we meet it.
Oh my goodness, Swift and Armour and all the great meatpacking names of the 20th century, actually, you know. I want to hear that story, so be sure let me know when that's going to be
all right
discussed.
We'll send it your way. They come on at 5:47, but if you miss it, we'll send it to you.
I will be tuning it. Look at, among other strange things, that's a strange story. How's a strange story? The stock market is up, despite the fact that we have no China trade deal, although they are talking in London. And I think both China and the United States have realized they need each other for stuff. We need rare earths. They need our chips. You know, there's a reason, a basis for discussion, but no deal. We've got Marines in the streets in L.A., and yet the stock market is now within 2,000 points of its all-time high, seen in December and February, just over 45,000. So we're approaching 43,000 now.
And is that because people are spending? People are, I mean, what is the cause of that when it seems like most of these situations would result in a downturn?
Exactly. And if you throw in the fact that we not only don't have a budget, but we have a proposed budget that is going to have a deficit increasing by trillions of dollars, more money that we'll have to borrow, you would think that there would be a pause in the enthusiasm for stocks. But I think they're looking at the numbers coming in now as people spent in the first, in April and in May to get ahead of the tariffs. So we're seeing all kinds of statistics. We'll see the consumer price index later this week. So we haven't seen inflation yet. We've seen strong spending on the part of consumers who are a big part of the economy. The question is that just, you know, they call it front loading in advance of people buying everything from cars to electronics to I bought coffee. That's all I needed. But ahead of tariffs. And now, then, of course, the up and down of will there be tariffs and on what? So it's hard to analyze logically what to do about the financial markets. And it's more difficult to trade every day because some strange thing could come out of left field. So I hope most people listening are just long-term investors and have said, we believe in the future growth of America. So we have this portion of it in a diversified stock portfolio.
All right, here comes the questions. Terry, what are your thoughts on tax loss harvesting?
What tax loss harvesting means is that if you have, first of all, this does not matter for the money inside your 401k or IRA, because when you take that money out, it will all be taxed as ordinary income. But if you own stocks outside of your retirement plan, and some have gains and some have losses, you want to think about the tax implications. Now, if you sell at a gain, you're going to pay capital gains taxes. But capital gains taxes, if you've held them over a year, can be much lower than your ordinary income tax bracket. If you have losses, you can only carry forward, and this has been forever, I mean, at least 25 years, $3,000 of tax losses in stocks outside your retirement account can be offset your ordinary income. So if you have a lot of gains and losses, you might want to think before the end of the year, maybe not so soon right now, of if you're going to take a big gain and you have a big loss, you might want to offset them, unless you've got a long-term capital gain, which is taxed at a very favorable rate.
Someone said, I turned 70 at the end of May. I signed up for Social Security the middle of March and still haven't heard anything except for the confirmation that I signed up.
Oh, well, you've got the confirmation, so they pay 1 month in arrears. So when you're, and not everybody gets a Social Security check on the same day in the month. So you did sign up, obviously, for direct deposit. So keep an eye on your bank account. That first check will show up and you'll go, hey, wow.
That's right, because you don't get checks anymore. Everybody gets direct deposit.
This is a big new thing. I wrote about this in a column about a week ago. It's up at terrysavage.com. Not only is the government, according to the Trump administration, going to completely stop issuing paper checks Okay. They will, all payments will be made electronically by September 30th. And you who pay quarterly estimated taxes or who pay taxes along with your tax return filing, you will be required to pay your taxes electronically from your bank account. That's a problem for a lot of people. We do have the unbanked in America, but this is, unless they change their minds on this, this is the plan. No more paper checks after September 30th.
Wow. This person says, Terry, what is the monthly senior spending allowance that certain seniors can receive? Is it a scam? If you click on it, it gives you a 2-minute deadline to reply if you qualify.
Oh, scam, 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 yes. Alert, scam alert, scam alert, scam, yeah. Scam, scam.
Yeah. Whenever they give you 2 minutes to do anything, it's a scam.
No, don't do that. Please it's don't do that. Yes.
Yeah. Don't fall for that. Somebody else asked if automatic contributions to 401ks and IRAs are keeping stocks up.
Well, there's certainly new money coming into the market, and the 401k option at work, especially when you get a match from your employer, is a terrific way to save for your future. But I've got news for you. Even in days when people are contributing to their 401ks, if something negative happens and the big institutions or pension funds decide they're going to lighten up on stocks, despite your contribution or my contribution from the 401k, the market could definitely go down. But yes, new money coming into the stock market. You know, there's an old line in Wall Street. When you'd say, why did the market go down? They'd say, more sellers than buyers. So yes, it's the fact that people are regularly contributing to retirement accounts is a plus for the street. But believe me, it won't hold up the market if there's for some reason, a big negative concern.
Thank you so much for joining us, Terry. We'll be listening for you with John tomorrow.
Right at noon for an hour.
You've got her there. In the meantime, you'll find her at terrysavage.com.